Steve Gruber, because you're entitled to his opinion. Just ask him.
Yeah, Gunlock asked me. All right. My next guest here, Julie Gunlock, senior fellow, Independent Women's Forum. Been coming here for a long time. You know, she must like it because she keeps coming back. Julie, how are you?
I'm doing great. I do like it. It's a great way to start the day.
There you go. You must like it. All right. I want to talk about a couple of women here before I know you got your topic here. Throw that out the window. Yeah, anyhow. Barbara Bush, past 92. And I want you to give me your perspective as a woman, looking at her, your thoughts about who she is and what she meant to you.
It is, it's really hard to in a short amount of time, say how much I admired her. I have to say one thing. When I first came to Washington, the Bushes were in office, and I bought a string of pearls, three strands,
of
and
course.
Sort of a choker.
Yeah.
And I say that because she wasn't known as a fashion icon. She was sort of, you know, they loved her sense of humor. They thought she was down to earth and really kind. But she was a style icon. That was really the style, and she sort of, got that sort of style popular. And so I still have them, and I looked at them last night. She was really important to me also as a woman because she did have such a great sense of humor. She was such a strong woman. She'd also experienced tremendous loss. She lost her child, a three-year-old, years ago, and I think she dealt with that quietly and reservedly. I admired that about her as well. So, as a mother, I admired her too because, you know, she raised a wonderful family, very strong family. There's just not enough superlatives for Barbara Bush.
All right, and I appreciate that. You know, it's somebody you just always thought would be there forever because, you know, when she starts with white hair at a younger age, right, and so she always looks the same. I mean, seriously, I had a coach in high school that was the same. He had white hair at a young age, and he always looked the same. He never seemed to age, you know?
Yeah, you know, she just exuded class, right? And she wasn't play-acting at it. She loved her husband. She loved her children. She was a patriot. She loved dogs, right? She loved books. And again, she was sort of a reserved woman in some ways that I really appreciate, especially in today's culture of oversharing and crying all the time and everything so emotional. I sort of liked her stoicism, and again, in the face of the fact that she had great tragedy in her life. So it's a real loss for our country. It's a real loss for women. It's a real loss for parents because I think she was a great sort of guide for parenting.
Certainly.
Tremendous loss. It's very sad.
Well done, Julie. My next woman is that I want to talk about is Tammy Jo Schultz. I don't know if you know who Tammy Jo Schultz is.
Oh, my God.
But hold on.
Is she not unbelievable?
Tammy Jo Schultz is the pilot of the Southwest Airlines plane that blew an engine yesterday. Navy veteran and a Christian, a graduate of Mid-America Nazarene University, a Christian liberal college in Olathe, Kansas. Well, you're a long way from Kansas, Tammy Jo, because when the engine blew out, she's being hailed as a hero, a Navy veteran pilot.
Yep.
So women, this is, you want a hero. Ladies, you want somebody you can look up to. Here she is, right?
Yeah. It's not Lena Dunham, okay? It's not Chelsea Clinton. It's this woman. And my God, have you heard, I'm sure you've heard the recording of her talking to air traffic control.
Like every
so calm.
It's like everyday business.
So my son, my youngest, spilled a glass of milk on the floor last night, and
screamed
I sounded as if, well, as if my plane was going down. I was crazy. I was yelling at him. I was so upset. I mean, this is just cool under pressure. It reminded me of Chuck Yeager, which apparently that's sort of, people always try to be like Chuck Yeager and they try to be very calm under pressure. But that was just astonishing to listen to her calmly say, you know, I need to land, you know, I need to lower my altitude. Very cool under pressure.
You know, I think this is, you know, you talk about, you hear about, I should say, I don't talk about it, but you hear about, you know, women don't have a chance. It's not fair. It's a man's world and so on. Tammy Jo Schultz is what I have to say to you when you talk about these nonsensical things. A Navy pilot, a veteran, a woman who's now being hailed as an American hero for landing a plane in distress. Now, obviously, the airframe and everything held together. Good for her. I mean, nobody wants to be Scully. Trust me. You know, as much fun as it may be to survive, nobody wants to be that guy, even though he landed the plane. And so cool under pressure doesn't even begin to describe it. You're exactly right.
Yeah, she's amazing. And again, I think, you know, it really is important to remind women, especially when there are advocacy organizations like Planned Parenthood and National Organization of Women that constantly tell women that they're under attack, that they have no opportunities, that they're failing, that this country is failing them, that this country is actually out to get them. I think that it's really important to highlight women like this pilot, like Barbara Bush. You know, these women accomplished a lot in their life. They weren't held down. It's really, it's inspiring, and I think it's inspiring, especially for young girls in this country who hear nothing but negativity. Women do well in this country. Women do better in this country than anywhere else in the world. So again, a very inspirational story there. We are actually producing a video on the pilot that should be released later today. So check IWF.org for that.
Yeah. Tammy Jo Schultz, woman, veteran,
yes,
Christian,
yes,
American hero. I think that covers it pretty well.
Well, I will tell you, after talking about these two women, I kind of feel like a loser.
Well, come on. You're here with me, Gunlock. Nobody's a loser that's on this program. I guarantee you that. No, I think, listen, it's Respect Women Day here on the program. You came at a perfect time, all right?
Oh, well, thanks.
There you have it. Julie Gunlock, everybody from the Independent Women's Forum. Thank you, Julie.
Thanks for having me.
Have a great day. There you have it. Quick break. We'll be back on the Steve Gerber Show.